T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have good news for the folks, the homeowners and property owners in Allegheny County. We'll be proposing no tax increase, no millage increase for the 18th time in the last 19 years.
So how do you do that?
Well, wait a minute. How do you do that and you still have a bigger budget, a 2.9% growth over last year?
Well, it's a couple things. Number one, we've seen a lot of new construction come into Allegheny County over the last number of years. That growth adds to the tax base so that we do not have to increase the millage rate. And the millage rate staying the same without a property assessment means actually you're paying the same as last year and the year before. So in real dollar terms, you're actually probably paying a little bit less because it's not indexed. Our taxes are not indexed for inflation the way the states and the federal government is with sales and income tax.
So your budget is nearly $1 billion, $959 million for the county. Do you remember by chance 18 years ago roughly what it was then?
I want to say it was around 700 some, but I don't know. I'd have to go back and check. But it's pretty much gone up about 2%, 2-3% per year. So there have been some efficiencies, some savings. We consolidated row offices a number of years ago. Technology has certainly helped us, and that's one of the things we're actually going to put a little more into next year. We're creating a new department called the Information Technology Department. Our computer department was kind of under general services, so because of the importance of technology, we're going to move that department over so that that director reports directly to the county manager. It enhances the authority, if you will, of information and computer technology that we've seen.
Richard, let me ask you about one thing in particular that you alluded to yesterday morning when we were talking, and that is the issue of landslides. The last count that I saw, you were dealing with currently 61, 62 landslides in Allegheny County, and clearly these things are not cheap to fix. How are you budgeting for those?
Well, that is that we've probably cut back a little bit on the roads that we were paving. A couple of years ago, before we had really enhanced our public works department, we were doing 20, 30 miles a year. We should be doing 40 because we have 400 miles of county road. Civil engineering studies say you should be doing about 10% a year, which would be 40 miles. We were doing about 58, 59, 60 3 years in a row. Last year, for the first time, we budgeted a significant amount for landslides, and we only did this year, I think, around 48 miles. So we cut back on the road paving to have to stabilize slope stabilization, landslide remediation, things like that. We're doing similar in the budget this year that I'm presenting to County Council because we anticipate that next year we may have a similar amount. So that's really what it doesn't grow on trees, so you've got to make choices as to what you're going to put resources to. We cut back a little bit on the road paving.
So people understand, though, there are state roads and there are county roads.
That's separate. State's got 122 landslides they're dealing with on state roads. Allegheny County has over 60 that they're dealing with on county roads. And Rich, in some cases, these roads are closed and a terrible inconvenience to folks.
They're closed, or some roads where there used to be a lane each way, you now have down to one lane.
Right.
So you kind of have to share the road. You stop, you wait till the cars pass, and then you go on. And then the other thing, and Larry, is there's also municipal roads too.
Right.
So whether it's the city of Pittsburgh or the borough of McCandless or Munhall, they, in their municipal budgets, are dealing with it as well. We've created a landslide task force that's chaired by our emergency services chairman, director Matt Brown, along with Steve Shanley, our public works director. They're working with a lot of municipal officials, utilities, our universities, CMU, Pitt Engineering, civil engineering departments, et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot of folks, and PennDOT's involved in this as well. we're trying to get ahead of it and be proactive. I think we've made a little bit of progress, but, you know, we have a lot of work to do in those areas.
And as far as this process, so people understand, so you proposed it last night officially, and then there are hearings, and then you hope to have it done 25 days before the end of the year, correct?
Yeah, by charter, the county executive is required to present the budget at the first meeting in October, which was last night. County Council now has, I think it's 75 days to go through their hearings, have budget hearings. I think they're scheduled for sometime in early November. The budget chairman, Paul Klein, I think has scheduled those. And then they, by charter, have to vote on a budget and pass a budget by the first week of December. So it's a process. It's a proposal. There's also a $100 million capital budget that's in there dealing with 61 different projects, including one of the sister bridges. We've been doing the three of them, as you know. One of them is closed right now.
Right.
We'll go on to the third one next year. Roofs, parks, I mean, all kind of things. When you really add it all up with grants, special accounts, capital budget, the county budget is really about $2.3 billion when you total it all up. But the operating budget, as you referred to, is $959 for next year.
Well, Larry's got an abacus he's willing to lend you if you need it.
We're going to get Larry down there and add all this up, and he's going to go through line by line by line to make sure every single appropriation is as efficient as it can be.
But the bottom line, and all most people will hear, as you well know, Rich, is, oh, no tax increase. Okay,
there
just do what you're doing.
The millage you paid last year will be the millage you pay next year, and that's I think that's good news. And again, we've seen a lot of investment. We see Pittsburgh growing. When I say Pittsburgh, obviously, I mean the Pittsburgh region, and I think that growth is going to continue for the next couple of years.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, appreciate the time, Rich. Thank you.
Good to be with you guys. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.